Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our live local interview. I have with me in the studio Rachel Roy. She's the executive director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Rachel.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today. What a timely announcement.
I don't think I could get a better introduction to what we're doing this coming weekend.
So this is a big weekend for the Chamber of Commerce.
It sure is. Well, it's actually just a big, busy time for us in general. We actually just finished up our 9th annual Sitka Golf Tournament on Sunday. Had an amazing turnout, amazing fun time for everybody that came out and golfed.
So this is the 9th time you've done this, is that correct?
It is,
it
yes.
It flies.
It does fly. And it's, you know, it really... is a great way to get business folks and seasoned golfers and new golfers out there to the beautiful golf course. It's so well taken care of and so neat, so much fun to drive the golf carts almost vertical up hills because you're up on the side of a mountain.
Well, that's for sure. I've been there and it's breathtaking. It really
yes.
in many ways, I suppose.
Absolutely. Yep, so the weather held, and we had 51 people show up
nice.
To golf, mm-hmm. and so we had a great turnout. It was record-breaking for the Chamber Golf Tournament.
Oh, super. Well, mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And coming up this weekend, another big event for the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, it is, and it is the 4th of July Parade, and we are so excited for the theme and how all of the creative people of Sitka will interpret it and... with the Sitka, a community of heroes.
So that's the theme.
It is.
And along with that theme, you select a grand marshal.
Yes.
To go along mm-hmm. with that.
So the board of directors selected Coach Andy Lee and the Sitka High School boys basketball team. They really wanted to recognize them for their heroic efforts up in Anchorage and really responding when they were needed.
So for those who don't know the story, mm-hmm. what was that heroic action?
Well, they were driving through a neighborhood. They were up in Anchorage for a basketball tournament, all loaded up in a van, and drove by an apartment building that was on fire, mm-hmm. and no one had been alerted. No one had called the police yet, and so they were able to help evacuate by knocking on windows and doors. They were so brave, went in, and there were 10 people inside the building that, and also pets and things, too, everybody was saved. So it's definitely really special. We want to honor those young people for, you know, I think that's something that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
And, oh, absolutely.
And, you know, maybe those are some future firefighters out there.
Oh, there you go.
Which are also heroes here in our community. So.
Yeah, you've got a long list of people that you've honored in the past here in town.
Yes, each year at our annual gala, we honor our community heroes. This previous year was the Sitka Fire Department and the search and rescue, looking at the efforts that they did with the landslide last mm-hmm. summer.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the 4th of July a little bit more. The nuts and bolts of it. So
sure.
Chamber publishes a schedule.
We do. Yep. And so we've put that out to the media. We've put it out. It'll be in the soup. It includes all of the things from Inakiti dance performances to the farmer's market, 4th of July booths. We've got some free dances and things that are in there, as well as the 4th of July parade.
When does the schedule, when do the events start? What's the very first event? Because certainly not on the 4th of July.
Right. So we include events from Friday, July 1st through the 4th. And the first event is actually a Inakiti dance performance at 11:15. It goes all the way through those 4 days. And I included the acoustic jam sessions put mm-hmm. on by the Greater Sitka Arts Council and mm-hmm. Sitka Folk at the Loft. And that's from 7 to 9. So... you know, you can imagine so many things. The Rotary Duck Race happens, the water fight, which is so much fun.
Always a tradition.
Between the Sitka Fire Department and the U.S. Coast Guard. We've got the free root beer floats put on by Raven Radio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the booths, they've really done a lot of work to really get a lot of booths and lots of games for mm-hmm. the kids to come out and do this year. So I'm really excited to see how that turns out and really excited for the food. It's always really, really good to get some of those local food, the great chefs that cook at home every year, and then get to bring out their, you know, pancit and the fry bread and all
it's
that.
It's quite a production just to watch if you just go to the booths and stand by and just watch how busy folks are.
Right, right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, fun.
And the Sitka Farmers Market, it's their first first market of the summer. And so they're open at 10 a.m. at the A&B Hall.
There's nothing to do in this town. Well, thanks to the Chamber for organizing all these things. So, of course, there's a parade.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to register for the parade if they want to be in
it. If you want to be in the parade, the registration forms are on our website at sickachamber.com, or you can stop by our office, which is 104 Lake Street. And there's a $25 fee that helps actually go towards our annual awards, recognizing the most enthusiastic, the best of theme, and then the best of parade are the three awards. And those have cash prizes again with that. So it's really always fun to be able to recognize those floats that really pull out all the stops. Mm-hmm. So
who gets to judge, make the awards?
The Chamber Board.
Okay.
It's among all the fun things that the Chamber Board gets to do every year. So we have them. We also have different things that the mayor will be involved in judging. Our Christmas holiday lights contest. The mayor has an award there, but the board gets to be involved in quite a bit.
So if you're in the parade, I'm looking for an insider tip here. So if you're in the parade, how do you know where the judges are, and how do you know how to make your presentation?
You just have to be on from Lake Street all the way down Lincoln.
It could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere. Oh yeah, I do not assign locations for them, but you know that Dan Edelaine will be right at the church, so you want to make sure that all your fans are waving at that time, and your cape is flying, right?
Ah, good point.
How can we get capes on everybody in Sitka, right?
That could be a Guinness Book of World Records. Maybe we should try that.
Oh, that would be fun.
Most capes in a 4th of July parade ever.
Ah, we might.
Next year.
Well, now next year, we're getting ready for our 2017 and the sesquicentennial of the state of Alaska. And so you'll see a lot of themes and events around that that era in the 1867 and all of that. So be looking for that. We're already gearing up for our gala and looking at that theme in February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you expecting more participation from the state, do you think, for that event? Or
I think that, you know, the state is really looking to Sitka for what kind of things are we doing so that they can participate. Mm-hmm. I know Jeff Budd is putting together a calendar right now if anyone has ideas. I would really like to encourage Sitka to take that as your theme for all of your events. We have so many amazing community events every year. And if we could all come and think that way together, then there really will be events year-round that are talking about the 150th and that story.
And, of course, now we have more facilities than we used to, so we can accommodate more people and have bigger events than we were able to
ever
able to do
before. Very excited for the Centennial Hall to be open be able to have that as a spot and, you know, the things that
the camp. Yeah.
Oh, it's just been amazing. Yeah. The campus is just, the places have been so beautifully remodeled.
Super.
Yeah, yeah. So I do want to go, and I want to thank our sponsors of our tournament. They really did come out and support us this year. We had our scorecard sponsor, which was C-Mart Quality Foods. We had our very first Bibco cart sponsor, Baranoff Island Brewing Company. You can actually have beer and wine on the course now. It's permitted. And so we had a lot of fun cruising around a Bibco cart. Alps Federal Credit Union, AC Lakeside were our golf cart sponsors and hole sponsors, Alaska Communications, Alaska Seaplanes, Allen Marine, Totem Square Inn, a hotel and marina, Westmark Sitka, and Williams Kastner. Our golf committee was amazing. We had Susan Hess as our committee chair, John O'Brien from Alps Federal Credit Union, Carl Stedman from Allstate Insurance, and Carlton Robinson from Silver Bay. We had some really great prizes as well. We gave away 2 round-trip tickets from Alaska Seaplanes, as well as all kinds of goodies included from Alps Federal Credit Union, Balanced Accounting Solutions. First National Bank of Alaska gave an awesome golf bag you could travel with, so it was really nice. Mountain Miss, Sea Mountain, Sea View, Bed and Breakfast, Silver Bay Seafoods, and Williams Kastner also gave lots of prizes. The food was amazing out there. Mm-hmm. The fun was had by all. So,
well, you've talked me into it. So I will drag my golf clubs out of my shed.
We want to see you there next
and,
year.
And I will sign up for this.
Good.
Come after me if
okay,
I don't sign up.
Okay, I will
for this
now.
Next
I
year.
Now that I know.
I won't be competitive, but you know what? That's okay. It does. I don't think it makes a whole.
No,
lot
we
of
even
difference.
Gave a we gave a prize for the most strokes, because that was a lot of effort
yeah,
by that team.
Most lost
so.
Golf balls. I might yes. be in that category as well. So, gosh, thank you, Rachel, so much for coming in. We've been talking with Rachel Roy. She's the executive director for the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, newly appointed since October last year. If you have any questions about 4th of July or any of the chamber events, you can call 747-8604 or visit their website at sitkachamber.com. Thank you so much for joining me.
Great. Thank you.
All right.